Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me know that you can. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank God for Alfred Pickard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We had a little bit of internet interruption, but we are here now, I believe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I give him all the glory.
Praise. Amen.
To God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to study your word with your people in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. We said, you said in your word that every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I confess that the Lord over my life. I give you glory. I give you honor and praise. Because you alone is worthy to be praised. I tell you, this internet want to act up. But we just thank God for another opportunity to study his word. I pray that you have your Bibles. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I thank God for the ones on the teleconference line. I thank God for those who are through social media. We just give him all the glory, all the honor, all the praise for another opportunity to study your word. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We have come into this house together in his name to worship him. I know we're not in a physical building, but we are the church. Hallelujah. We have come into this house together in his name to worship Christ our Lord. Worship him, Christ our Lord. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship Christ our Lord. Worship him. Thank you, Jesus. Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So forget about yourself, whatever you might be going through with anything. Forget about it for a moment. And let's focus on the word of God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We've been in the book of Corinthians. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Hallelujah. We're back in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I give him all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, because he's worthy to be praised. There is no one like him. We serve a mighty, mighty God. Amen. Do you believe it? Do you agree with it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for another opportunity to study his word. because of who you are, we give you glory. Because of who you are, God, we give you praise. We just thank God for another opportunity to study his word. Being that good steward, being that one that has purpose in his heart to divide the word of truth. Hallelujah. Study to show thyself approved, a workman, hallelujah, needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. I don't know about you, but I want to be that sheep of God that divides the word of truth. And he say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, one day into ye in. And we don't know the day or the hour that the Son of Man will come. Hallelujah. So let's just give him all of our time. Let's give him all of our time. Not some of our time, but all of our time. Hallelujah. I tell you, this internet is really acting up, but we're going to go on. The topic of discussion, if you're having a problem with your internet, you can dial 1-860-970-0000, the confirmation number 24125. Hallelujah, and you can listen in with us. I noticed that it's going in and out. So the topic of discussion, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we starting at verse 13, and we'll get finished with this chapter tonight, verse 13 through 18. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We thank God for Sister Suburban being on tonight. And I believe it was Alfred Pickert. Thank you. Thank you. The topic of discussion on this journey with God, it is imperative that we see the invisible. It is imperative that we see the invisible. The question I gave you to ponder, do you believe to walk in our overcomer status, whatever the case may be in our life, the issue, if there's any, do you believe to walk in our overcomer status? It is imperative that we see the invisible. Scripture reference 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13 through 18 reads it thus. Well, let me do my review first, and then I'll read the scripture. How about that? last week, what I wanted to share with you, help me, Holy Spirit. I was getting ready to not give you a review, but let me give you a short review. So for our review, verse 8 through 12 of 2 Corinthians 4, Paul made us aware that as Christians, sometimes we are cast down but unconquered. And it reads us up. He said, verse 8, it said, we are pressured in every way. Sometimes in this life, we'll be pressured on every side in every way, hedged in but not crushed, perplexed, unsure of finding a way out, but not driven to despair, hunted down and persecuted, but not deserted, to stand alone, struck down but never destroyed. Verse 10, always turn around in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be shown in our body. But we who live are constantly experiencing the threat of being handed over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the resurrection life of Jesus also may be evident in our mortal body, which is subject to death. So physical death is actively at work in us. Mm-hmm. We're dying daily. But spiritual life is actively at work in you. I made you aware that Paul reminds us about it, that though we may think we are at the end of our rope, in certain situations, we feel like we're at the end of our rope. We are never at the end of our rope. When we think we're at the end of our rope, we're never at the end of our hope. Hallelujah, because how many know there's hope in Jesus Christ, walking with him, talking with him? Our perishable bodies are subject to sin and suffering, but God never abandons us. He never, no matter what it looks like, no matter what we go through, he never abandons us. We must have a knowing. I said we must have a knowing in our spirit, because God has won the victory over death. We know he has, because he died, he rose again on the third day for you and I. And how do we know? Because his spirit resides on the inside of us. So that we can we will have eternal life. Just know that all our risks, humiliations, and trials are opportunities for Christ, hallelujah, for Christ to demonstrate what? His power and presence in and through us. What? By what? By the Holy Spirit. We must ask ourselves, could I handle the suffering and opposition that Paul did? And I made you aware in 2 Corinthians, if you like, turn there. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 28. Keep your finger in chapter 4 if you want to turn there. This is our review. It made us aware of some of the suffering and opposition that Paul endured. And it reads this thus. It says, are they proclaimed servants of Christ? I am speaking as if I were out of my mind. This is what Paul is saying. He said, I am more so, for I exceed them with far more labors and with far more imprisonment, beaten, times without number, and often in danger of death. Mm. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent adrift on the sea. Many times on journeys, exposed to danger from rivers, danger from bandits, danger from my own countrymen, danger from the Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger on the sea, danger among those posing as believers. Let me read that one again. He said dangers in the wilderness, dangers on the sea, danger among those posing as believers. In verse 24, in labor and hardship, often unable to sleep, in hunger and thirst, often driven to fasting, but it wasn't because he chose to fast. He said for lack of food, in cold and exposure, without adequate clothing. Besides those external things, there is the daily pressure of my concern for all the churches. He said, on top of that, I have daily concern for all the churches that he has started. God used him, used Paul, but great suffering and opposition came against him. He said from those who posed to be believers, they were not believers. They were just hanging around the church. My sisters and my brothers, I made you aware from an earthly perspective, Paul was not successful during his lifetime. However, God worked through him mightily and used him to impact countless lives for Christ. Like Paul, we must carry out our ministry, looking to God for strength when opposition, slander, or disappointment threatens to rob you of victory. Remember that no one can destroy what God has accomplished through you. No one. No matter what they say, no matter if they pose to be believers, no matter how they talk about you, they can't destroy what God has already started in you. Even if according to the world standards, you are defeated because you're suffering for Christ. But you know that you know where you're going if you lay your head down. And so many people that don't know where they're going. They got all the money. They got all the fine cars. And don't get me wrong. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong with having that. But God. Verse 13, for the new information, verse 13 through 14 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Turn back there, chapter 4 of 2 Corinthians. I'm reared up now. I'm ready to go. I'm tired of Satan. He is busy, always in someone's affairs. That's why we got to put on the whole arm of God. We're in a season. We ain't seen nothing yet. We've seen a lot. You say, Pastor, it's time for it to get better, yeah? But we got to put on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Our Paul is a great example that opposition will come on this journey of life. But when we're with God, we can can do all things. Philippians 4:13, he said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Verse 13 through 14 of 2 Corinthians 4. And it don't always feel good. It don't feel good for our flesh. But as we go further down in this message, you're going to find out what happens to the inner man. How he encourages us and builds us up. I tell you, God is a good God. He's a faithful God. How man will fail you, but God will never fail you. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We change. But I come by to tell you, my sister, I come by to tell you, my brother, that if we stay connected to God, we are his divine, we're the branches. If we stay connected, hallelujah, we will go from glory to glory, glory, and we will be all that he will have us to be. No, we're not a floor mat. No, we shouldn't let people just step all over us, because God will let us know when it's time to take our hands off if we're in relationship with him. Hallelujah. Verse 13 to 14 of 2 Corinthians 4. It reads this, thus. It says, yet we have the same spirit of faith as he had, who wrote in scripture, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak, knowing that, hallelujah, knowing that he who raised the Lord, so we're talking about God, he who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and will present us along with you in his presence. As we know, beloved, this is Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. Hallelujah. He's the author of the book of Corinthians. And he's speaking to the Corinthian church, and he's saying to them to speak what they believe, hallelujah, that they have the same spirit of faith as he has. He who God, who wrote in scriptures, I believe, therefore I spoke. That's what he said. And then he used this David as an example. He said, David being a great example. The Bible used David as a great example. Animated the saints of old. David, when he said in Psalms 116 verse 10, this is what David, Psalms verse 116 verse 10, and this is what David says. He said, I believe and clung to my God when I said I am greatly afflicted. He said he clung to him. He stayed close to him when he was greatly afflicted. What? So David, although he faced great afflictions, as we all do in life, he said he should never have spoken unto God in prayer. He said he was going through something. He said, I should have never approached him in prayer. Nor have been able to speak to his fellow men in testimony. If it had not been that faith kept him alive, he said, I shouldn't have been able to get on my knees and pray to God because the affliction was so great. And he said that I shouldn't have even been able to testify, give my testimony to my fellow men, friends and fellow women, hallelujah. He said, I shouldn't have been able to do that. But he said, if it had not been, that faith kept him, hallelujah, alive. His faith in God kept him alive and brought him to deliverance. He know he wouldn't have been able to do it without God. He said, if we keep our eyes on, stayed on God, he promised to deliver us and set us free, no matter how great the affliction is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The only way that we can stand steadfast and movable in God and keep the faith, because something that comes down the pipe, so to speak, it weighs on us on every side. It becomes anguish to us because we're in this flesh and we're in this world. But the Bible says we're in this world, but we're not of the world. Because we're growing from glory to glory to glory in the word of God. And he promised to keep us. And he's a man that he cannot lie. I come by to encourage you. Stay connected to God. Because we're living in some perilous times. These other people don't care. They get okay for a little while. It lightens up for a little while. And then they go back to their old self. But when they become afraid, hallelujah, they won't cry out. I see it, hallelujah. But it's going to come a time they're going to call on that person, and that person ain't going to be there for us. I come by and I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, Romans 12:1, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, hallelujah, separated, set apart for his glory, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We serve a good God, a faithful God. There is no one like him. David said, hallelujah. Keep on walking with me. David said, concerning the things of God, no man should speak unless he believes. The speech of the waver, someone that waves back and forward, don't know, they're not solidified in God. They waver, is mischievous. Mm-hmm. But the tongue of the believer is profitable. The most powerful speech which has ever been uttered by the lips of man has originated from a heart full of persuaded of the truth of God. He said the lips of a man, hallelujah, is very powerful. A lip of a man has originated from a heart fully persuaded of the truth of God, which is the word of God. You are fully persuaded that you believe the word of God. And you know that you know that you know that he's a man that he cannot lie. He's shown you time and time out again that he's going to take care of you. Hallelujah. I'm a living witness. He's a man that he cannot lie. He will touch somebody's heart to show in your life, hallelujah, during some times of affliction. People be wondering how you're making it or how you're doing it, because God is a man. He cannot lie. I have a question, brothers. Are you fully persuaded? Do you really believe in God? Do you believe in his word? Hallelujah. Are you fully persuaded? Ooh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God is a good God. He's a merciful God. There is no one like him. We have to be fully persuaded. Verse 15. Hallelujah. Of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. For all these things are for your sake, so that as God remarkable, undeserved grace reaches to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of our great God. Paul, beloved, reminds the Christians in Corinth again of his primary motivation for continuing to endure so much suffering. He's telling them. He tolerates God's great hardship, hallelujah, in order to shine the light of Christ to more and more people. In short, he does it for the sake, and apparently for the sake of others like them. Mm-hmm. He takes on a heart like God's heart. He's concerned about mankind. And I know sometimes we get concerned and we try not to overstep our boundaries. But Paul said, he told the church of Corinth, I suffered great suffering, but I find that it's worth it, because he came to the realization what his purpose was in life. When he accepted the call, he was Saul. And then God met him on the road of Damascus and began to take him on his own journey. And then he changed his name to the Apostle Paul. And the Bible says that great persecution came on him like never before. But Paul, on his journey, walking with God and talking with God and maturing in the things of God, he said, I find it all worth it. Hallelujah. Because he became to both his mind was renewed. Through the word of God, walking with God, talking with God, he began to think like God. As we have learned, beloved, some in Corinth questioned why Paul suffered so much. If he was truly an apostle of Jesus and a servant of God, I have a question, hallelujah. Shouldn't God forbid his trusted servant from experiencing so much pain? Should he prevent him from experiencing so much pain? Paul's reply has been that God does not spare his servants from suffering, but that God provides for them through their suffering. I'm going to tell you, on this journey, it has not been easy, but God has provided in my time of suffering. In addition, hallelujah, God will raise them from the dead if their suffering should lead to that. How, do you believe it? If you, he said, God will raise me from the dead if my suffering leads to my death. Despite what many people think, faithfulness to God does not protect a person from all earthly difficulties. It comes from trusting him, believing what the word says. Paul declared that this service to the Corinthians is worth it. And the only way he could declare that his service to the Corinthian church was worth it is to stay connected to God and to develop a relationship and be determined to finish what he started. Oh, hallelujah. Because the more people believe in Jesus, more people will receive God's grace. The more people who receive God's grace, the more people will give thanks to God. That was Paul's mindset. More and more glory will be brought to God. Paul was willing to endure anything, enabled by God's power to achieve this outcome. He became concerned about the people's wrong. He began to take on the scripture that God said, I wish that none should perish, that all should have eternal life. I come by to tell you, my sister. I come by to tell you, my brother, as you spend time with God, praying and seeking him and studying his word and meditating day and night, that like Joshua tell us, hallelujah, oh God. He said, meditate, oh God, help me, Holy Spirit. Let me calm down. I get excited. This book of the law should not depart out of your mouth, but you should meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do all that's written in it, and then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have the success. You say, well, Paul did not have, he was not successful. Yes, he was spiritually. He could endure, hallelujah. He had inner growth. He matured in the things of God. So if God took him right then, he went straight to heaven. Hallelujah. To be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. Peter tells us, hallelujah, as Christians to share the suffering of Christ. You say, Pastor, what you talking about this suffering? Turn with me to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4. First Peter chapter 4. Hallelujah. Peter talks about, he tells us as Christians to share the suffering of Christ. First Peter 4 verse 12 through 19. He said, beloved, do not be surprised. This is what he said. He said, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test you. That is, to test the quality of your faith. As though something strange or unusual were happening to you. But in so far as you are sharing Christ's suffering, keep on rejoicing, so that when his glory, filled with radiance and splendor, is revealed, you may rejoice with great joy. Verse 14, if you are insulted and hated, because he said we'll be insulted, we'll be hated for bearing the name of Christ. You are blessed, happy with life, joy, and comfort in God's salvation, regardless of your circumstances, because the spirit of glory and of God is resting on you. I don't know about you, my sister, my brother. I want the spirit of glory and of God to rest on me. He said, God is resting on you. and indwelling you. He whom they curse, you glorify. He said, verse 15, make sure that none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or any sort of criminal in response to persecution or as a troublesome meddler, interference in the affairs of others. Verse 16, he said, but if anyone suffers ill treatment as a Christian because of his belief, he is not to be ashamed, but is to glorify God, because he is considered worthy to suffer in this name, not in nobody else's name, in the name of Jesus. Verse 17 says, for it is the time destined for judgment to begin with the household of God. He said the judgment will begin at the household of God. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. Verse 18, and he said that if it is difficult for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the godless and the sinner? Therefore, those who are ill-treated, don't worry about if people mistreat you. He said, because if you stand in steadfast in God, he said, therefore, those who are ill-treated and suffer in accordance with the will of God, hallelujah, must continue to do right and commit their souls for safekeeping to the faithful Creator. Ask yourself, am I willing to share the suffering of Christ? Verse 16 of 2 Corinthians 4. Therefore, we do not become discouraged, spiritless, disappointed, or afraid, though our outer life, outer self, is progressively wasting away. Yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day by day. Do you believe it? Beloved, it is easy to lose heart and quit. We have all faced problems in our relationships or in our work that have caused us to think about giving up. My sisters and my brothers, hallelujah, rather than giving up when persecution wore him down, Paul concentrated on experiencing the inner strength that comes from who? From the Holy Spirit. God's presence and power given by the Holy Spirit. He gives us a gift, hallelujah. Ephesians 3, verse 16 puts it like this. He says, may he grant you out of the riches of his glory to be strengthened and spiritually energized with power through his Spirit in your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality, hallelujah. Beloved, we should not allow fatigue, pain, or criticism force us off the job, force us off anything, but we should renew our commitment to serving Christ. Renew your commitment to serving Christ, beloved. My sisters and my brothers, let us purpose in our hearts, hallelujah, that when suffering comes, that we are not going to forsake our eternal reward because of the intensity of today's pain. Our temporary weakness, allow the resurrection power of Christ to strengthen us moment by moment. Don't give up because you have a bad day, or even the affliction or the suffering lasts a long time. Because the Bible says, 1,000 years unto us is like a day unto the Lord. Can I get a witness? Some things that come down the pipe, they're so long. But are we going to trust God? Are we determined to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding in him, staying in his word, rooted and grounded in his word, praying, seeking him, no matter what it looks like, until he opens the door? Hallelujah. Verse 17 of 2 Corinthians 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, for our momentary light distress, meaning this passing trouble. It's passing. It's producing for us an eternal weight of glory, a fullness beyond all measure. surpassing all comparisons, a transcendent splendor, and an endless blessedness. Hallelujah. Paul is saying here that our troubles do not need to diminish our faith hallelujah. It shouldn't diminish our faith. Hallelujah. And it shouldn't delusion us. We should realize that God cares deeply, hallelujah, about our suffering. You say, Pastor, he cares so much about my suffering. Why he allow me to suffer? It produces patience for one thing. He cares deeply about our suffering, even when we don't have tangible evidence of his work. We don't have tangible evidence of his work. It looks like he's not even answering them. However, we must realize that our problems and human limitations can have several positive results. Number one, what is one of the positive results that our problems and human limitations can have? They can teach us how to suffer with Christ. We don't suffer alone. They can teach us to persevere, hallelujah, faithfully. And they can teach us to look beyond this life for hope. And number four, they can be used by God to demonstrate his power. Hallelujah. Even when our pain feels great, God is still good and faithful, and his glory is always greater. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? Say amen if you believe it. Verse 18, so we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen. For the things which are visible are temporal, just brief and fleeting. But the things which are invisible are everlasting. Do you believe it? Do you believe that they're everlasting? The things that are not seen. Are your hope, is it in Jesus? Are you looking to the hills when coming your help? Because your help coming from the Lord. Do you believe that this life is going to pass away? Are you putting your trust in God? In the unseen, where Paul gives a strategy for how to cope with terrible illness, hallelujah, persecution or pain. And this is what he says. He says we are to fix our hope not on this life, but on the life to come, knowing that we will live forever with God in a place without sin and suffering. Can help us live above the pain that we face in this life. There's hope in Jesus. Do you believe it? Do your faith in God keep you rooted and grounded? Or are you like that waver, going back and forth? Don't know if you believe or believe or not. Well, I come by and encourage you, stay connected to the Almighty God. He will not lie. He knows how much pressure that you can take, and he might not totally deliver you, but he will make sure that he will take care of your needs. The Bible says that he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Can I get a witness? He will take care of your physical needs, mental, emotional, and financial, psychological. He'll keep your mind in perfect peace if it continues to stay on him. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So what that tells me, my sister, what that tells me, my brother, that he overcame that victory in Jesus. Yes, don't allow shame, despair, all of that. Hallelujah. Be determined that you're going to walk in your overcoming status. Walk with it. Talk with it. Know who lives on the inside of you. Be determined that you want to please him with all your mind and you won't regret it. Do you believe to walk in our, do we really believe to walk in our overcomer status? It is imperative that we see the invisible. Do you believe it? We can overcome any affliction and suffering when we are determined, hallelujah, to walk by faith and what? Not by sight. God is a good God. He is a faithful God. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways, no matter what comes, no matter what affliction, no matter what suffering, be determined in all your ways to acknowledge him. And he promised that he will direct your path. God wished that none should perish, but that all should have eternal life. If you don't know him tonight, hallelujah, I want to give you the best invitation that you'll ever get in your life. It will sustain you. Hallelujah. God will. His son, he sent his only begotten son. Romans 10, 9 and 10. He said, oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Romans 10, 9 and 10. If thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He said all it takes for you to do is confess that you're a sinner. Lord Jesus, repeat after me. If you don't know him, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. After listening to this message, I want to get to know the unseen. Jesus, your son. Hallelujah. I confess that I believe that you sent your only begotten son to die for me. But on the third day, he got up. He was resurrected. Hallelujah. With all power. Hallelujah. The third day, he got up. I want that. I want salvation. I confess with my mouth and I believe with my heart that God sent his only begotten son to die for me. If you confess that out of your mouth and you believe it in your heart that God sent his only begotten son to die, but on the third day he rose again, welcome into the family of God. To God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We rejoice with you. If you've been walking on this journey for a while and the pressures of life has gotten the best of you, Acts 3 verse 19, I said every week, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. And he promised that a time of refreshing will come from the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent, God. I thank you for the opportunity to repent. I repent for my sins. Allow myself to turn away from you, God. Thank you for this opportunity. I make up my mind and change my attitude that I'm going to serve you. Help me, Lord, in my weakness. I need you, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome back into the family of God. To God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to sow a seed, you look at us on Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and on Tuesday night, hallelujah, and you want to sow a seed, it doesn't matter how small or big, whatever. If the Holy Spirit leads you to sow in this ministry, I cash out $wholeness1966. $wholeness1966. Or you can go to my website, www.ajourneyintowholeness.org, and click on giving. And you'll be glad you did. This is good ground. Hallelujah. And thank you for the ones that always sow every week. To God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're going to get ready to open our lines. If you have a comment tonight, press star 6 and we would be glad to hear from you. And we thank God for the ones on the line tonight and through Facebook Live. Hallelujah. If you have a comment, press star 6. And we would love to hear from you. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Truly, I believe I heard you real good tonight. I had on my... And I
we can't hear you.
I said, I heard you real good tonight.
Okay, I got you. Uh-huh.
That with my spiritual ears hearing, not just with my natural ears, but with my spiritual ears, I heard that you're saying that even as we go along on this journey, the anointing will have people to still come for you. Mm-hmm. And the battles that you would have to fight may even be within those who are supposed to be brethren and sisters in the faith.
Yep. Who propose to be believers.
Yeah. That is something that, you know, you have to read it twice because I understand.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to know that that happened back then, but it's going on just as strong now. So it makes us all wonder, maybe it's just me. Let me speak for myself. You get up, you go on to this journey. You love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, the very bowels of you, every part of you. You give it over to God. And as you go on this journey and you are seeking his face and you're doing what it is that he's given you an assignment to do, and you love him, you love his people. But that's the same love that those who don't understand where you're coming from come for you. You have to go through the persecution of always dealing with those who will speak up against you, backbite and talk about you. But all the while you were saying all those things about Paul, I'm listening to you going, that sounds a lot like the Christ.
Yeah.
Beaten, persecuted, talked about, spit upon, thorns on his head. They came for him in every aspect of his life.
Yes, they did.
And it makes you wonder if we ever thought anything different. Those two parallels let us know that we are going to go through something while we're here.
Yes.
And if we're going to go through, we're going to have to endure like a real good soldier. So you said it very well. Put on the whole armor of God. You've got to get dressed for battle. Dressed for battle. So I thank you because I heard that tonight. And I must say, I'm going to have to go a little deeper in that one. God bless.
God bless you too. Yes, I thank God for Tina, her responses, because I'm telling you, when we change battlefields, we're gonna go through. But during the testing time, my sisters and my brother, I want to encourage you to stand. Realize that it's a test. Be conscious of what comes out of your mouth during the test. Because I've seen so many, you know, I pray with and God blesses them. And then the test comes. Because see, what happens is when the test comes, that's God wanting to take you to the next level. You go from glory to glory to glory in him, but he's got to realize when he get ready to shift you to the next level that he can trust you there. But when you get to complaining and not hearing him and looking at the circumstances, remember, you got to look at the unseen. Hallelujah. God is a faithful God. I'm so excited because I know he gives me all the titles, but I tell you when he gave me the title first about looking at the unseen. And as I begin to study the word and go into more detail, I begin to see that in the word. And I said, Lord, I thank you. That's the God we serve. He will show up and he will show you he's right with you. But he might not. He'll go ahead and give it to you. He gives me the title. And then as I study the word, I see why he has given it. And it's right there in the word. That's the God we serve. If we just stand steadfast in him and trust him to give us our heart's desire. He desires, what concerns you concerns him. Hallelujah. Because he said, Paul became like him. He got to the place that he wished that none should perish, that all should have eternal life. No matter what persecution he had to take, And if you remember early on in the message, he even had to endure from the people that were the churches that he had started. Churches. Hallelujah. I have one. And I have to endure. And even in my personal life, I have to endure. I've endured some different things. Hallelujah. But God is faithful. He is a keeper. He is a keeper. We can be a walking epistle. Is it going to always be easy? No. Is it always going to be logical thinking? No. Because he said that he takes the foolish things to confound the wise. In the natural, it looks foolish. It don't make no sense. But look at the unseen. Build such a relationship with him. When he talks with you, when he walks with you, you have a knowing in your spirit that it's him. Be determined that you're going to mature in the things of God. In this season, when it seems like the government is so in control, well, he is, you know, and really making some statements. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We have to know that we know. We have to do what thus says the Lord and obey. We have to obey the laws of the land now. Don't get me wrong, but it's a lot going on there. And if we stay connected to God, the Holy Spirit, he will lead and guide us and he will do his job in our life. To God be the glory. I thank God for the ones on the teleconference line. I thank God for the ones through our social media. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. I thank God for the ones that come out. We do check your temperature. Hallelujah. We have gloves. We have masks right there at the door. I thank God for the ones that help me out there. To God be the glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If this ministry is a blessing to you, go to iCashApp, $wholeness1966. Hallelujah, $wholeness1966. You be blessed, my sister. Be blessed, my brother. Until Sunday, 12:30 p.m., have a blessed rest of the week. Stay connected to God. Stay connected to life, to the lifeline, which is the Holy Scripture. Pray, seek him. Get in tune with the unseen. To God be the glory. Good night. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We thank God for Alfred Picker, Jerry Totten, Sylvia Williams, Todd Johnson, Michelle Ingram, James Hunter, and Teddy Whitney. I hope I didn't say your name wrong. And Suburban Copeland, we thank God for each and every one of you. Have a good night. Be blessed. Thank you.